Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
PLOs and the Israelis
fight forever to live in harmony,
side by side under Gaza.
Moses did it. Why can't we?
I mean, really, we've been at it for so long, we should be able to do it by now.
Very, very good.
We all know the desert is the same wherever you go.
Oh, it's hot.
There's not enough land.
Not much shade either.
For everyone.
You gotta drink water.
So you learn to fight.
That's what we do.
And learn to shoot each other. But now you'd like to survive.
And have many wives. Yes, many very beautiful wives would be very good.
He's Arab.
And I'm a Jew.
And I'm tired of taking shots at you. Side by side on my camel. After you!
No!
Not
after you!
After you, I insist.
Ah! Not a problem with me, Nobe. I'm going
to... I'm only kidding. That's joking.
Ah,
see, it's not even loaded.
What a crazy guy you are.
Oops. Are you okay?
Oh, boy, oh boy.
Looks bad.
Oh, it's not too bad. It's just a flesh wound.
I didn't mean to start any trouble with
I don't think you did any vital organs here. It's not too bad. So could you unwrap that turban? I could use a tourniquet here.
Anything for peace.
All right. Peace talks underway again. Boy, every president in my lifetime has tried to negotiate a peace settlement. And this is Obama's turn. I hope he has some better luck. Everyone hopes he has luck. Even his opponents hope he has luck, right?
Everybody would like to see peace. No question about that.
All right. How do people stay mad at each other for 2,000 years when you don't even live that long?
Seems
you know
easy.
What I mean? I can stay mad at you, but I'm not going to ask my kid to be mad at you.
Yeah, people pass on their prejudices and hates and... You know,
their property dispute.
My daughter knows that you're, you know.
Don't you call me prejudiced and hateful.
Well, I didn't call you that.
Yes, you did.
Well, I just said.
You just did. I'm just teasing you.
My daughter.
That's how it goes.
My daughter hates the Angels. She knows that. You
she
know?
Hates the Angels?
Yeah.
The California Angels.
Yeah, California yeah. Angels. The she has a, I'm teaching her disdain for the 49ers. I mean, you know.
So you are passing on.
I'm passing on those prejudices.
Sports rivalries, which you said the same. Huh.
It's a little different, you know, a little more at stake over there, but that's.
No, it's not different at all. It's totally the same.
All right. We wish him luck. 8 minutes past nine. The woman who tried to put out a hit on her husband. Do you have a summary? Do you have the audio of her asking to get her husband whacked?
Yeah, we had a couple of clips.
Here
this
it is.
This is one when she's talking about killing her husband in this painless way.
And this is an agent posing
right,
as a hitman.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Okay, you said you know something about a gunshot. So is that how you want me to do it? You want me to shoot him?
Unless you can do it painlessly, you know, breaking his neck, that would...
Well, you know, I would prefer to use either a knife or a gun. It's quick and easy.
Do it, Bob. Said it's painless, less painless.
Okay. Where do you want me to shoot him? Do you want an open casket, a closed casket? What do you want?
I don't want an open casket. I mean, the most painless way you could possibly do it. I don't care about anything else. Just make it painless. I don't want
okay,
to
I'm gonna. Pain. I'm just gonna take him head on there, and I'm gonna shoot him right in the face.
Okay.
So there's. I'm gonna put a couple rounds right in his noggin, so that there's no, you know, there's no accident. You know, no way he's gonna. He's
going to
live. I mean, he's
going to
die.
Ouch. By the way, I don't know if there's a painless neck breaking. Remember, there's like break his neck.
Are you saying
painless.
She's not smart?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, you've seen a few action movies. They'll take a guy and just snap his neck. And it's quick. It's painless.
Is it really?
Over. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
21-year-old married of two. Julia Murfield, 21, from Michigan. She did say to the hitman, or the fake hitman, that she wanted her husband killed because it would be easier than divorcing him.
When I first decided to do this, like, it's not that we weren't getting along, but, I mean, I was just, it was easier than, as terrible as it sounds, it was easier than divorcing him. You know, I didn't have to worry about the judgment of my family. I didn't have to worry about breaking his heart. All that stuff like this is like kind of like a clean getaway. I mean, it's going to break my heart when it happens, but, I mean, it's something that I've been thinking about.
What reality shows do you think she's a fan of? And if they're the same ones as you, are you embarrassed?
She watches Snapped on A&E.
Oh, yeah.
Why break his heart when you can break his neck? That's on the O channel. She was sentenced to spend at least 5 years and 8 months, but no more than 20 years in prison after pleading guilty in June to solicitation of murder. So let's go back and get that again. At least 5 years and 8 months, but no more than 20.
And yet her husband forgave her.
Yes.
This guy pleaded with the judge on her behalf during her trial. I mean, this guy, because, you know, she didn't want to hurt my feelings, Your Honor. She didn't want to break my heart, just my neck. I love her. She's the greatest.
Is he for real?
Well, you know, they're kids. Kids will be kids.
Yeah,
but yeah. I draw
chalk it up
line.
To youth.
Yeah. Maturity, chalk it up to youth.
Maturity yeah. issue, you know? She's matured since he...
Yeah.
Last year, I wanted to hire a hitman on someone. I'm much better now.
Right.
Yeah.
Thrown out of that phase.
All right. 9/12. Also, Obama talking about taxes in the middle class. I heard this. I don't know if I fully understand it, but I've seen President Obama do this a bunch of times. He'll propose something that Republicans totally believe in, like cutting taxes on corporations. Like, and I'll go, Obama, what are you doing? You're being a Republican. And he does lots of Republican things, by mm-hmm. the way. He's real good at foreign wars. He's loves the Patriot Act.
Dude,
he's got a water board in every room in the White House. I mean, seriously.
Right.
So
he's got a Waterford crystal board. The healthcare thing, wasn't that a Republican idea eons ago? It was Bob Dole's.
Well, but they fought over every
right,
little detail
right.
of
well,
that.
Yeah.
But that's not a good example
well,
of what I'm talking about.
What I heard on, and I tried to not listen to much, but I heard a little yesterday, he wants to cut corporate taxes, but use the money that you would get from the corporations to start up job programs, put middle class people to work.
Yeah, and this is where, by the way, just this is the what I call the full Pinocchio. Like
that
Total Wine and More ad.
I love that
It's
spot.
The full Pinocchio because we would like to take in less money, and then with the extra money that we don't take in, we'd like to give it to someone else. Well, hello, Pinocchio. What extra money? Right?
If you're cutting taxes.
Say you owe me $100,
well, no,
and
well,
I tell
well,
you only have to give me 90, but I'm going to use that extra money to give Joe 10. What?
Well,
how did that add up?
Because you're going after corporations who are sheltering money overseas. That's part of his plan.
People he says when we cut their taxes,
right,
they'll end up giving us more money.
Right.
Well, who says that? Republicans say that, not Democrats.
Well, they still didn't go for it, even though it was one of their ideas.
So he's saying, bring all your money back here and we'll give tax you on a lower rate.
Right.
So in the end, you'll about break even, but our government will be much better
off. Yeah. Your money won't be overseas. It'll be here putting people to work. That was his pitch.
By the way, here's my pitch.
Yeah.
Get away from the rhubarb.
Yeah.
Come on, you're out, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, you do know how corporations work. If you suddenly change their tax rate, they're going to pay the lower tax rate. Are they going to suddenly bring jobs home and take money that's legally being made overseas and say, oh, you were so nice to me. Here's your extra money that I was legally not paying you on, but I'm feeling the love. So the 28%, I don't want that savings. I want to find ways to give you the money. Corporations hire accountants to pay as little money as possible.
Right.
Just like you and I do, even though we have cheaper accountants and we don't have quite all the tax breaks
they
do.
Not the shelters, yeah.
But they, corporations are not, like, unless you changed the rules.
Well, I think there's some rule change in proposed, right?
But here's the thing about the rule changing. You know what rule changing does?
Changes rules?
No. It hires more accountants to find new ways around the rules.
Middle class accountants?
No.
Put middle class accountants to work?
Super fancy accountants who are the same accountants that help the government write the laws so that there'll be a way through them. There's a secret way around everything that involves big corporations because they're the ones lobbying to write the laws anyway.
We should mention that he was at a plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, an Amazon plant. Amazon just announced they're going to hire, what, was it 4,000 people?
7,000
people.
Yeah.
Yay for Amazon.
Good for Amazon.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is all kind of nutty, but here's President Obama trying to cut corporate tax rates.
For most of the past 2 years, Washington has just taken its eye off the ball when it comes to the middle class. So, again, here's the bottom line.
Hold on one second. Who was president for the last 2 years? The terrible president who did this?
Oh, Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think he meant Congress, but that's just me.
All right. Go ahead.
So, again, here's the bottom line. I'm willing to work with Republicans on reforming our corporate tax code as long as we use the money from transitioning to a simpler tax system for a significant investment in creating middle class jobs. That's the deal.
The deal is I want to spend a bunch of money invested in creating jobs. Tell you what, I'll give you this lower corporate tax rate you guys want.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And won't they go? Pedro, play the lady again. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Yeah. They said no.
That lady, by the way, will be a star by the weekend.
That lady,
right?
I'm telling you.
I mean, she's going to be. Where's she going to be? Show up on the Today Show? I mean, she's going to show up somewhere.
Maybe.
Within 24
hours.
She's
got more rhubarb than she can boil.
All right. Walmart is suspending the sales of a popular sports dietary supplement. I haven't heard of this, but it's been in the news. It's called Craze. Do you guys know what Craze is?
No.
Only from reading about it. And I guess Walmart sold it online. They didn't put it actually in stores, but they sold quite a bit of it.
It's a pre-workout powder. And the product's maker, a guy named Mark Cahill, has in the past put risky supplements on the market. So it's not banned yet. But they want to look into the safety of the product called Craze. Is there anybody out there who uses Craze?
Is there anybody out there?
Call us at 877-901-0957 or text us at 52309. Just tell us what's in it or whether it's any kind of... It's a dietary supplement, which is this huge category that's completely unregulated, and I have no idea what's in it.
I only know one person that uses it. Is that a lady picking the rhubarb?
The lady picking the rhubarb.
Mind your own business.
Anyway, they're upset. The company, of course, the company is called Driven Sports. They're disappointed by the and there's a report. They say Craze is legal and safe. Another report says it contains amphetamine-like substances that were found in it by some outside labs. Could that be caffeine?
Well, amphetamines, like that fen-fen stuff?
Mm. Other things they've sold, by the way, contain toxic pesticides and a steroid linked to liver damage, so I ain't buying any of his crap.
Yeah, he's got a pretty bad track record.
Walmart. Good for you, Walmart. It's 9:18. Chloe is here. Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's Chloe, our intern's last day, and we want to salute her.
Thanks.
For a great internship. What?
That was short.
You stopped the music.
Day. It was a sad day because she's leaving. She's such an amazing intern. One of the best we ever had.
Thanks, Pedro.
Yeah.
But you had the music on.
Okay. You want to make this sad?
Chloe is leaving us. You're right. That's too sad. Put me something happier. So, Chloe, are you Green River Community College?
I'm not. I go to Central.
Central. Yeah, okay. And I remember. Yeah. Yes. Central Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, you've been here behind the scenes doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
What's the most exciting part of the internship for you?
Listening to you talk about blueberries, I think.
Slam.
You were paid to say that.
No, I'm just kidding.
She was paid to say that.
Damn, where have you been?
No, it's fun to watch your guys' facial expressions, because I've heard you on the radio, but it's funny to see what you guys are actually doing. And I like watching the guests, too.
Yeah.
Performances.
So, and you've been largely doing the video production behind
yes.
the scenes.
Yeah.
Moving those cameras around.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, when we had Heart by Heart here, some of the guys didn't know they were on camera. And you apparently zoomed in on them doing some embarrassing things. Do you do that on purpose?
Sometimes. Yeah. I don't remember them doing anything, though.
Are you going to go back to Central and be on KCAT and run the joint back there?
Oh, that'd be cool, if they want me.
You should. Yeah, there's a great radio station.
I know, that's what I was telling them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Is there any questions we can answer about radio for you?
No, I learned a lot just spying on you guys from the back room, so... Yeah. It was really fun.
That's true. You hear everything, right? Even the stuff that doesn't go on the air.
Exactly.
Oh, we should probably make people sign something when they have that position.
Whistle yeah. Water. It's going to take an hour to search you before you leave at the end of the shift today. But
I'll be on the clock then.
You won't be on the clock for that.
I apologize for my choice words in between segments.
It's all right.
If I offend
I've
you.
Heard worse.
Okay, good.
Yeah, at Central, of course. Where do you live, Chloe?
In Enumclaw.
Enumclaw. Yep. Your folks have they heard you talk on the radio?
Oh yeah, my parents listen every day.
They listen to this show every day, so they know you're in good hands.
Yes, they do.
They didn't want you to be with some more irresponsible show, I bet.
No, it was my dad's idea.
Yeah.
To do this.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much, and do us a favor. 5 years, 10 years, just keep checking back.
Oh, I will, for sure.
We want to hear what you accomplish.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a great time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chloe.
Yay.
Good job. Okay. If you're still in business next summer and we're still in business, you're always welcome back.
Awesome.
Yeah, if
Thank
you need
you.
To find us, search the internet.
Okay.
And be happy that, you know, we're still around somewhere.
I will.
Okay. Wow, I'm not going to read that story. There's a couple depressing stories today.
Can I do the Simon Cowell story?
Yeah, do the Simon Cowell thing because... This is awful.
So go ahead. Simon Cowell had this couple of friends, I think the Silvermans, and he used to hang out with them all the time, and then he got the wife pregnant. What? Yes. It's breaking news this morning. They're in the midst of separating, the Silvermans are, and he has impregnated her, and I guess they're going to raise this baby together. Simon Cowell. Yeah, American Idol.
You
anybody
settle
give a crap
down?
No? Apparently. Apparently so. You do that, or you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you men feel about having babies, but he's always been kind of flip about it.
Mm. Please take this story away, Joe.
Which
Glad I stopped
like?
Down for that one.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
maybe you
like
guys could
story?
Care a little bit more.
No, that I'm not going to read that.
That's a rough story. There's some good news.
Why do you
in
pull
story?
Stuff like that?
Well, that's good. There's some good news there.
No, there is.
The guy was paralyzed. He couldn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
Is that that dog story, you nasty?
Well, it was a...
The dog started eating a man while he was asleep.
Yeah.
Joe wants me to read it. Sometimes I think you have it in for me.
Joe found it interesting because it was a little dog, and he's got a little dog.
It's a little white, fluffy dog.
It was a West Highland white hair.
Why don't you do the story there, Joe?
All right, I'll tell you the story.
See how you handle it.
Can you give me some fairy tale music?
By the way, this is a rough
Put that same sad music on, Peter. It'll work for this.
I don't know if you remember my Simon Cowell story from a minute ago, but the room's not receptive.
Okay, well, I won't say too much, but I'll say the headline. Dog eats paralyzed man's testicles. And what happened was this 39-year-old man, while he was sleeping, and he sleeps in the nude, he noticed a little white dog between his legs. And this little white, fluffy dog pulled up, and his muzzle... was covered in blood. And now this guy's paralyzed, so he can't feel anything. But he reaches down there and realizes, you know, he's missing one. And, you know, everybody's like, how could this dog possibly have done this? Is he rabid? Is he starving? Why would he go to the testicle? And then they realized that this little dog, so overweight, he couldn't lick his own.
Hamburg.
So he was jealous. Didn't like that.
Is there See what I'm saying about this room? Now, I would have said something if I wasn't such a spiteful bitch.
What's that? Well, the good
that's
news...
That's a crazy-ass story. That's not true about the dog being overweight.
It can't
He's
be
actually
true.
In
no,
fine
that's
shape.
Not true. That Pedro is the one who told me that.
The story is
funny
true.
When
the story is
me.
Absolutely true.
The
I
West
know.
Highland white-haired terrier.
The story is true. Also. The guy was has been treated for his injuries. Everything's going to be fine. The dog is being tested.
Everything's
going to
be fine?
As good as it can be.
Well, there's a big step between everything's fine and as good as it can be.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Everything's going to be fine.
Wow.
When we come back, Nirvana reissuing an album. And there's an interesting story behind it. The tunnel is underway. Bertha has begun digging that giant hole. And if you have wondered about the TSA and whether people do things they shouldn't behind the scenes with your luggage? They're discovering that more and more the answer is yes. We'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's 95 minutes of the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. 95.7 KJR.
Hi, it's Downtown Joe. I'm a Puget Sound Energy customer, and I just scheduled my free home print assessment. I'm having an independent PSE-qualified home print assessment specialist come directly to my home. They'll be checking my furnace, water heater, major appliances, insulation, and windows. They'll be installing free high-efficiency light bulbs, which in itself is a $200 value alone. Now, here's the really cool part. At my PSE home print assessment, the specialist will sit down with me and go over a report showing my home's basic energy consumption, along with cost-effective ways I can use less energy. And PSE offers some significant rebates on most of the efficiency upgrades recommended by the assessment. Improving the comfort and efficiency of my home with a free home print assessment, that's my PSE. Be sure to schedule this awesomely free service for your home by visiting pse.com/can. And keep listening for further details about my journey towards becoming more energy efficient with the help of PSE.
Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
It's Captain Barrett's wife. I'm known for my volunteer work, but at home...
Hey, you ate all the cookies. Wasn't me.
I'm known for my amazing chocolate chip cookies, and that's fine with me.
We know home is at the heart of every military family. That's why we founded Armed Forces Insurance, to protect the property of our fellow servicemen and women. Call 1-800-633-2006 for a no-obligation auto, home, or renter quote. Or visit www.afi.org. At Armed Forces Insurance, our mission is you.
It will be an arduous journey of epic proportions, venturing out into the great unknown, exposed to the rugged, unforgiving elements, struggling for survival when...
So, you're going car camping for the weekend. Here at Les Schwab, we can get you travel ready in no time. That's because every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection, including free pre-trip safety checks and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
I could hug you.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
I'm David Copeland. Like me, a lot of these Marines are members of Navy Federal Credit Union. It's member-owned, so this is the sound of membership.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Taco Time, we get excited about some pretty unusual stuff. Like the local romaine season. May not seem like a big deal, but when tasty local romaine is here for the summer, it means our Taco Time chicken Caesar salad and soft tacos are too. Made with local romaine, straight from farmers like the Carpenito brothers in the Kent Valley, we chop it fresh and add tender all-white chicken plus creamy Caesar dressing. Then toss it all together with shredded Parmesan and our own homemade crunchy tortilla strips. It's a perfect summer meal. And like everything else at Taco Time, it's prepared fresh, just like our salsas and hot sauce we make from scratch every morning. There is one catch, though. Like our Northwest summers, the chicken Caesar won't be around forever. So swing by the drive-thru for a chicken Caesar soft taco you can take on the go. Or come inside, sit down, and enjoy a chicken Caesar salad. Either way, we can't wait to serve you. Find out more about our fresh, local ingredients at TacoTimeNW.com.
I love weekends because I get to spend quality time with my kids, driving them around, which I love. Hockey games at 4:30 a.m.? Love it.
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car's along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
Right now, you can get Mobil Super for a new low price at Walmart. 5-quart jugs are on rollback for $12.97 at your Seattle-Tacoma area Walmart.
Before you invest in a mattress, find out why 8 million people are sleeping better tonight. Go to a Sleep Number store. The only place in the world you'll find the Sleep Number bed, clinically proven to help you sleep more soundly. At the simple touch of a button, our patented dual air technology lets you set your own ideal level of comfort and support. Your unique Sleep Number setting. adjustable on each side for couples, so two people can finally sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. So before you invest in a mattress, find your Sleep Number setting, and you'll only find it in one place. At one of our over 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99, and where right now, you can take advantage of 48-month financing on our newest innovations. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
I spend a lot of time in parking lots, just hanging out, waiting, all day, every day, at the office, the mall, just chilling. So when they're ready to go home, I'm ready to take them. Like right now. Yeah, I'm sitting at the airport. I haven't seen them for days. I wonder if they forgot where I am.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Minimize deposits and protect performance. Always use gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
If you're listening, I'm on level 3, zone G.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. It looks like we are still working with a few issues out there, especially some really heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curbs and in the Kennedale Hill. Northbound I-5 stop and go from the north end of Boeing Field to the Convention Center. Ever 2 Seattle still getting better, down to about a 40-minute drive. And Highway 532 near Stanwood, the eastbound lane blocked at Mark Clark Bridge. Traffic is alternating in the westbound lane.
This report brought to you by Walmart. Do-it-yourselfers, Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Because you can get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Back to more of the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thankful for all of your blessings on our lives. We ask that you'd be with the good folks in Seattle, Washington. And bless the seafarer and all the hydro boats that'll be there. Thank you for the legend, Pat O'Day. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just have folks remember what he's meant to this sport.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thankful for all of your blessings on our lives. We ask you to be with the good folks here in Seattle. Bless seafarer.
Bless all the hydroplanes that will be there. Lord, we pray for protection for the drivers as they strap themselves into those powerful boats. We pray for all the folks out on the log boom who are drinking way too much. Send them home safely and then send them to Shake Shadle if you don't mind.
Amen. And I thank you for listening.
There he is, Pat O'Day, the legend. And Seafair will once again have Pat O'Day on the air, thanks in part to multiple radio shows, including our friends over there at Cairo. Okay, it's 9:33. In just a little bit, a multiple Grammy Award-winning sax man who's recorded and toured with some of the greats, including Miles Davis, Mick Jagger, Willie Nelson, the Allman Brothers. More than that, Bill's group Soulgrass is performing at Jazz Alley, and they will play a little bit for us in the studio in just a little bit here at the radio show. Stand by for that. The TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, that's what it stands for. They're supposed to keep us safe, and they do a pretty darn good job, I would have to say. For the most part. But, you know, in every group of people, there's always a bad apple or two. And the TSA has theirs. What do they do? Well, violations, employee misconduct are up 26% in 3 years. And so we get to know. This is the transparency in government I like.
That's what you love.
Just like the transparency when I walk through that stupid machine and they know what religion I am. That's transparency. Here are their violations. Some of them sleep on the job. Some of them, when they see family and friends, wave them through with no screening.
Sure, you can keep a baby bottle of nitroglycerin in with you. Good.
Some of them leave work without permission, and some do steal. Government Accountability Office report, GAO, released a report this week, says 9,000 cases of misconduct documented over a three-year span. Now, I got to imagine, if you're a TSA employee, you are under surveillance about as much as anything, right?
Yes, but you know who you're under surveillance by. There's only one organization that oversees the TSA.
You're under surveillance by the Brotherhood.
By yourself, yeah. They are an entity into their own. They're a government agency that is regulated by themselves. So that leads to some...
Some people think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
There's a lot more going on.
Well, it's bad when, you know, the flight that landed in the at SFO came down and they had to throw all the bags off the plane and then all that havoc. Bags disappeared from crash victims. When crash victims are losing their bags, it's pretty bad. Now, that wasn't the TSA. That was a United employee, and they caught the guy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah. They
well,
made
Captain
off.
Bang Ding Ao was preoccupied. He couldn't do anything to stop that.
You know what? That was a fake name, as it turns out.
Bing Bang Ding Ao is not real?
I'm the news person.
Where am I? I hardly ever watch the news. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's some of the other things that have happened. Big deal. One TSA employee stole $40,000 from a checked bag at JFK.
Somebody checked $40,000 in cash?
It's none of our business.
Well, first off, ta-da, you deserve to lose $40,000. That's carry on. Yeah. They tell you not to check your watch and your prescription drugs.
So do I deserve to lose my iPod too because I put it in the carry on?
Yeah.
Do I deserve to lose that designer underwear I care a lot about?
Did you check it?
Yeah.
Never check anything you're not willing to live without,
including your drugs. They like your drugs too.
Pharmaceuticals, you bet. Yeah. At $40,000, it's taped to my chest like in Midnight Run.
All right. And you will be questioned.
That was brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino.
Yeah.
That visual.
Other things, a lot of cash. If you have cash, as Spike has pointed out, be ready to lose it. The union representing the screener says, hey, these are great numbers and show most of us are doing a good job
right.
Not stealing.
99.7% of us are fabulous.
Their population of a small city, 56,000 people are in the TSA.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're doing a pretty good job, too. A little slippage. Some settling of your baggage contents will occur.
Have you ever been passed through one of those lines or a similar line because somebody knew who you were?
I have had a screener who was a radio fan,
mm-hmm.
and it actually made me uncomfortable that he was a radio fan. Do you know who I'm talking about? Have you seen the same guy?
I don't know who you're talking about, but that happened to me once, somewhere where I should not have passed the line.
Huh.
Well, they were like, we know you're good. And I was like, you know I'm good? I'm terrible. I'm not good.
I've also had a screener, and I told this story on the radio, let me break the rules out of kindness, and I was grateful.
How'd you break the rules?
I was coming back from Connecticut with a pint. Now it's been so long that there's no way they could find this guy and get him in trouble, I'm pretty sure. But
pint of what?
It was a pint of Connecticut maple syrup. And I, like a dummy, forgot that it was more than 3 ounces.
Is that like a thick East Coast hallucinogen that we just have never heard of? Is that like a gang name or something?
First
are you
off,
actually talking
when
about
people
syrup?
Think maple syrup, they always think Vermont.
Vermont, sure.
So the Connecticut maple syrup is like, you know, New Jersey wine. It's just not the first thing that comes top of mind.
Oh, New Jersey's got a great wine community.
I'm sure they do. Oh, that's the name of the company.
Mm-hmm. Screwcap County.
Forget about it, wine. So it was in a decorative decanter, and it was totally, and I don't
they
know
let
if he
you
was,
bring that, huh?
Well, at first he didn't. He took it out, and he said, you know, you...
more than 3 ounces of liquid.
And I was like, oh, I bought that as a gift for my wife. And then the next thing I knew... miraculously.
It was shoved down your pants and you were heading home.
No, they made me go through the line again after repacking the bag with it in it, and it got through the second time.
Okay.
That's all
I knew what it was.
Yeah. Mm. And I thought, I'll bet you that guy risked his job. right?
Good Connecticut brown tar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
The good
maybe
stuff.
He gets a kickback from the Connecticut
labor
maple
the
syrup.
The syrup board.
But when you think about it, it is, I don't understand all these, you know, sealed containers with liquids. I guess terrorists could recreate a sealed container with liquid. I mean, if you just watch a James Bond or a Mission Impossible movie.
Like the time I was traveling to Florida by myself with a 2-year-old and I had 2 juice boxes and they were taken away from me. And the way I was treated, it was as if they wanted to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Like these 2 juice boxes and you see my obvious child.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have like a subtle child. I have an obvious child.
He is an obvious child. Yeah. And he loves some lemonade.
So, yeah, I mean, got to be tough to be in the TSA because you're in the no business.
Yeah,
you know what other jobs are the no business? Like the business of saying no.
Organ repo man.
The business of saying no, you can't have your stuff anymore.
That's a tough one. You know, I think a lot of insurance companies.
Companies in the no business.
Yeah.
You're not covered.
Right.
It's their job to make sure you find a way not to cover you.
Although they will tell you the opposite. We're the good hands, people. We're on your side.
That Dennis, what's his face? He's covered.
Of course he's covered.
9:41. All right. Bill Evans Soulgrass is here. Wow. Looking at the resume, this is quite impressive. These are maybe some of the best musicians we've ever had on
Without
the show.
Question. These gentlemen have toured the world with some of the finest musicians in American history.
Bill Evans Soulgrass performs at Jazz Alley, and in addition to their regular members Ryan Cavanaugh on banjo and drummer Josh Dion, Bill will be joined at Jazz Alley and in our studio this morning by 2 internationally known guitarists. I want to make sure I say you guys' names right. Is it Steve Kimmock and Jeff Pivar?
I got it.
And not just because you're internationally known, too. But thank you very much for getting up this early in the morning and coming to the radio. Between them, this pair has worked with, in addition to what I already told you about, Phil Lesh, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Ray Charles, and many others. You will want to see Soulgrass. And it's not everybody here this morning. We don't have a drummer, right? Or do you have a drummer?
I play drums, but there's a bassist who's not here.
Yeah, bassist not here, and the drums. So it's kind of a jam session here this morning. For tickets to see Soulgrass tonight or tomorrow, go to jazzalley.com at bobrivers.com. Bill
there's
Evans.
A summer special, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's only $10 to get in tonight.
Wait a minute.
$10? Wow.
$10, yeah.
Internationally known, $10?
Yeah, exactly. We made it. We wanted to have a lot of young people.
Wow. The girl who texted Anthony Weiner is making more money than that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
she does much less with her fingers and lips than you do.
Yeah.
There's no reason to not come tonight, actually.
That's really amazing.
That's what she
said. This is tonight, and it's $10.
Boo.
They're musicians. They've heard crass humor.
It's what we do.
Their whole lives, I'm sure. All right. For tickets to see Soulgrass tonight or tomorrow, go to jazzalley.com at bobrivers.com. All right. I'm going to lean over here to the board and let you guys do your thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Evans, Soulgrass.
When I feel like I want to feel. When I feel like I wanna feel. When I feel like I wanna feel good. Oh, 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 yeah. When I feel like I wanna feel. Oh, oh. When I steal like I wanna give. Yeah. When I deal, I'm forced to feel it true. Oh, 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 now. When I feel like I wanna feel. When I steal like I wanna give. When I deal, I'm supposed to feel it blue. Oh, 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 oh. You can't move a man who stands alone. You're gonna find the silence in his bones. When I deal my deal, I'm supposed to feel it true. Oh, 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 oh. Now, tell me about your friend who never lied. Oh, now. I deny this name by the sunrise. Cause when I deal my deal, I'm supposed to feel it blue. Oh, 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 yeah.
I feel like I wanna feel.
Yes, you do.
When I still like I wanna give.
When I feel my deal, I'm supposed to feel it.
True.
In the twilight, oh, now people made their beds by the roadside. I'm a walking that on a swollen eye. Five long reasons not to cross that line. And when I feel like I wanna feel. Oh, when I still like I wanna get. When I deal, I'm supposed to feel it true. Oh, now. When I feel like I want.
Yeah, very awesome. Wow.
That's the feel-good song of the day.
All right. Do you have another song?
We do.
That would make a great show. More than one. That would be great.
We have all the capabilities of doing that sort of
thing. Can we get you to do an encore now? Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in the middle of this, it's Bill Evans' Soulgrass appearing tonight at Jazz Alley. You can go to jazzalley.com. A special deal, $10 to see guys who've played and toured with Miles Davis, Mick Jagger, Willie Nelson, the Allman Brothers, Phil Lesh, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And we have Steve Kimmock, who is a legendary guitarist from Further and Phil Lesh and Friends, and has been innovative for years and years and years. And he's our special guest, as well as Jeff Pivar.
Seen Steve many times. And Steve, you've done a wonderful work ever since Jerry passed away. Steve was one of the first people who had the guts to get up there and recreate the music of the Grateful Dead.
Did you touch him yet?
I haven't touched him. I'm going to touch him right now.
By the way, Joe has this thing. When someone he cares about comes through the studio, he touches them. It's like a collection.
I was going to be a little slicker about it, but since we're, I can say.
How many people have you touched?
Oh, I've touched a lot of legends. Now I can add.
You touched Elvis, right?
I didn't touch Elvis, but
my mom touched Elvis twice.
Yeah. Elvis.
Right.
He touched BB King.
I've touched BB King a few times. Yeah.
Have you touched any of these other people on their list? Have you touched Ray Charles?
Never touched Ray
Crosby,
Charles.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, or Young?
I've touched all.
You touched Crosby.
I've touched Crosby. I've touched Nash.
You gave him a liver, didn't you?
Stills don't like to be touched.
Stills don't want to talk to you.
I got news. Nobody likes to be touched by you.
Who here would run away from you?
Touched Neil, but it was tough because he was eating soup. Neil Young has the best. He's got the best backstage gig of all, man. Yeah. He pulls out soup because it's a two-handed food.
That way, brilliant.
He doesn't have to shake hands with anybody.
There you go.
These musicians know that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, go see them tonight at Jazz Alley. Here's Bill Evans, Soulgrass.
Too money. Let's do money.
Two, three, four.
Say your new company won't make it any easier. clothes that we all see won't hide that heart of rust. Do you ever feel deserted, surrounded by your royal crowd? I say the castle that you're building, oh, it's coming down. So give us what we need, and we're gonna leave the rest for somebody else. Somebody else. Did you ever worry about the money that you never had? I'm sick and tired of people making promises they'll never keep. Money can break the soul. Thinking about your money. Oh, 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 now. Tell me, baby, what controls you? What controls you?
Bill Evans, Soulgrass. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear all these people tonight on stage at jazzalley.com for $10. Don't forget to go check them out. You will not regret doing that.
Speaking of money, world-class band in a world-class club, $10. You know they get that for bad bands and bad clubs in this town.
That's right.
We wanted to go the opposite direction.
Well done.
Because, great job,
guys. We want to make it, you know, because a lot of jazz clubs can be very, very expensive, and people are not used to going there. And our music relates to people of all ages.
So you're doing kind of like a Kid Rock thing, basically.
Well, we showed him everything that he was doing, and he came back, and it's come full circle.
Okay, right. Right.
We get texts in here, Bill, and they say that the best sounding band we've ever had in. Lots of great bands been through here, but wow, clean, gritty, and good.
Someone else says there's no way that's live. You're right. We recorded this 3 weeks ago, and we put it in the studio mixing it down, and they fixed all their mistakes.
Well, we just finished actually 20 live festivals. Well, of course they're live in Europe in a row. And how many did we win? I think we won 17
of the 20.
Wow. Because
awesome. We'd come in and we'd have a great time and everything. We'd say, I think we won this one.
All right. Support these guys and great music at jazzalley.com. Go to Jazz Alley tonight. Enjoy Bill Evans Soulgrass. Now, Jody has the last word of the day.
And this morning it's brought to you by Select Comfort Corporation. The last word of the day is sexting.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites.
It's Benjamin Schubert with your weather today. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 79, tonight low of 57, and tomorrow showers with a high of 76.
Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight so you can power up tomorrow. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
You're at an awesome concert, and you're taking awesome pics of the band with your new Nokia Lumia 1020 smartphone only from AT&T. And those pics are getting tons of attention from your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Dave's wondering how in the world you got backstage passes, and Tina tweeted to ask if you're related to the bass player. The thing is, you're nowhere near the stage. You're actually in the cheap seats, but the camera on your new Nokia Lumia 1020 can zoom in for incredible close-ups, so the pictures you take make it look like you're right in the front row. Of course, your Facebook friends don't need to know that. Maybe just tell Tina that the drummer is your cousin.
AT&T. Rethink possible.
Now get the Nokia Lumia 1020 for no down payment, upgrade, or activation fee, and pay only $33 a month for 20 months. Or get a new smartphone every year. Visit store or att.com/next for plan details.
Qualifying credit and wireless service plan plus 20 months 0% APR installment agreement required. Tax due at sale. Qualifying devices only. If you cancel wireless service, remaining device balance and due. New device after 1 year requires minimum 12 installment payments plus trade-in of current device in good and functional condition and qualified wireless service plan. Additional restrictions apply.
What's it like to be number one?
Ask someone who's number one.
Just ask someone who's driving a new Toyota. Toyota is the number one selling brand in the Northwest.
Ask someone who's number one. Ask someone who's number one.
And now, during Toyota's number one summer sales event, get 0% APR financing on 10 Toyota models, including any new 2013 Camry, Corolla, Prius Liftback, and Prius V. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. And unlike Honda, your Toyota Care 2-year maintenance is included. Hurry in to one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now, before it all ends August 5th. For more details, visit buyatoyota.com.
Ask someone who's number one.
Toyota. Let's go places.
And now, our final question. If you sign up today, what will your monthly price on high-speed internet be in 5 years? Katie, our CenturyLink customer.
The same as it is now? $19.95 a month.
With CenturyLink, you win. Get the CenturyLink price lock guarantee with up to 12 meg high-speed internet for $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. So call CenturyLink at 855-907-FAST today. Services and offer not available in all areas. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
What's the best part of going back to school? My mom says it's the big price blaster sale at Fred Meyer. She likes finding great deals on all the pens and notebooks and stuff we need for class. I like finding a brand new backpack and sneakers. My sister likes discovering new outfits at what she calls gotta have it prices. So the question is, what will you find? Back to school price blasters, only at Fred Meyer.
At the end of the day, after you've given 110%, push the envelope and grab low-hanging fruit. We need you to shift your paradigm, okay?
U.S. Bank business bankers know that your business isn't a cliche. It's your livelihood. You want a banker who speaks your language and provides real solutions to help manage cash flow, payments, and growth.
Let's hit the ground running with a robust game changer, then run it up the flagpole and circle back from 30,000 feet.
How high is that flagpole?
A U.S. Bank business quick loan offers rates as low as 2.49% APR for equipment, vehicles, and more. So you can take advantage of competitive rates to grow your business.
Two words, win-win.
Yeah, that's one word.
Call U.S. banker Chris Hales at 206-344-4261 for straight business talk that makes sense for your business. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Offer subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Rates subject to change daily. Promotional rate applies to loans up to 80% LTV and terms up to 36 months. Rate assumes automatic payment from a U.S. Bank business checking account. See banker or usbank.com for details. Member FDIC.
What's that?
The elephant in the room.
Here we come.
It's the monkeys.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we monkey around.
And they're coming to your town. Saturday, August 17th, 8 p.m., Benaroya Hall.
Play the drum a little louder. Tell me I can live without her if I...
Michael Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz, and Peter Tork.
Listen to the band.
Enjoy a summer night filled with their classic hits, deep cuts, and fan favorites. A multimedia evening of magic music, rare films, and cherished memories. Saturday, August 17th, 8 p.m., Benaroya Hall.
Charcoal burning everywhere.
Tickets on sale now.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Buy tickets at the box office or BenaroyaHall.org. The monkeys are back.
All across America, business owners like Mark Morrell of Black Point Seafood are discovering the Chase Platinum business experience and discovering that it's business, just not as usual.
I deliver Maine lobster from the dock to the doorstep. It comes out of the water in the morning, ships that night, and it's on your dinner table next day. I was looking for a strategic partner. I knew when I made the decision to move to Chase that I made the right choice. They're very customer-centric, like myself and my company. Platinum Business was perfect for my virtual business. There isn't anything that I can't do with just a couple of keystrokes.
With Chase Platinum Business, you get the guidance you need from a dedicated banker and no-fee electronic deposits, so you can grow your business and your bottom line. Watch Mark's story and find out how Chase Platinum Business can help your business in Seattle at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business checking requires a minimum combined average balance of $100,000 in qualifying accounts, otherwise a $95 monthly fee. Other fees may apply. Talk to a banker for details. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Michael Slavik, a former lieutenant. Today I work at NBC Universal as a manager of Broadcast Engineering Division. The military helped shape who I am and what I've become. The Navy's really given me a unique set of skills. The amount of training is amazing. A big thank you to NBC Universal for their commitment to hiring veterans veterans and businesses. Join the movement at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. Hire smart, hire vets. Powered by military.com and monster.com.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we're still dealing with some pretty heavy traffic right now. Northbound 405 as you make your way through the S-curves up into the Kennydale Hill. The Valley Freeway also really slow from 180th up to 405. An update on that rollover collision near Stanwood on Highway 532. The eastbound lane over the Mark Clark Bridge is closed with a rollover right now, but we did just hear that a tow truck arrived on scene, so they're hoping to have it reopened in either direction by 10 o'clock, which is very welcome news.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
It's Mystery Discount Week at Fred Meyer. Print a coupon at fredmeyer.com or pick one up in the store. You'll get even bigger discounts on back-to-school clothes, plus apparel, shoes, and accessories for the whole family. You can save up to 30% only at Fred Meyer.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no-repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart Radio station.